that you seek and then obey him. Heavenly Lord, today's gospel moment is very satisfying. The sea of Tiberias, the good side going on water, and when the conditions were rough, it is much like being out in the ocean. Jesus has just been preaching in the area around Capernaum. We read about this last week. He healed the leper and the servant of the soldier. He also cured St. Peter's mother-in-law of the leper's head. And now, they are going to head down across the sea and move to the area of Nine. Jesus was tired, and so he found a place in the back of the boats and went to sleep. When his disciples, who were supposed to be accomplished fishermen, took care of the navigation. But the storm came up quickly, not allowing them to seek safe harbor, and they thought that they were going to go down with the boat. For Lord, save us, because we are perishing. Harbor was, of course, able to capture the wind and the sea, because it is the author of divine providence. That's an important term for us. Divine providence. What does that mean? Essentially, what it means is that since God created all the things in the universe and keeps them in existence, he is the one hold every all work together to fulfill his purpose. And we know that his purpose includes glorifying him and being happy with him in eternity. Therefore, we have it by faith in God that he will provide the things necessary for us to achieve these goals. Go to heaven. God puts the fruits of the trees and the crops in the field. God gives us the grace to be holy through his sacraments. But, dear friends, let us be clear about what divine providence is not. It's a very serious mistake to think that our reliance on providence should cause us to do nothing for ourselves. God only gives us the essentials and expects us to make what we can from them. It would be foolish to think that we cannot expect providence to hold on to your things on earth without any effort on our part. It would be similarly foolish for us to expect our salvation without making the effort that is required to stay out of trouble, to keep the commandments, or without making the effort pray and receive sacraments, the sacraments he granted. Today's episode is pretty clear about that. Now, we know from the Sacred Scripture that God does occasionally work major miracles. But we should also know that we have no right to expect them. The minor miracles he as human, we erected to us. Like our brothers, like the seeds for me. And the food that we eat coming into our flesh and blood from those that truly miracles in their lives. And as it fits into this larger plan, God is not going to work major miracles for us. He will have to say to us. He already wants after the universe. Just because we ask him to, he expects us to take care for our own needs, to the best of our ability. We can expect that our life will contain some emotions, and when it is our time, God will probably let us die. There is a problem with praying and asking God's help, even asking for mental miracles. But we must make our own efforts too. And we must be resigned to the idea that God's judgments must be made. However, should always include the idea that thy will be done, not just our own will. Dear friends, there is also true in connection. This is also true in connection with the salvation of our soul. We can expect God's grace because he has promised them to us. But we cannot expect to be able to do much with those graces if we don't respond to them by loving God and by loving our family and by loving our neighbor and by keeping the commandments. And how I promise have to be sincere. We cannot ask with God to see him. Expect to earn eternal salvation just by carrying the scepter of green, red, gold, yellow, blue, or the miraculous nickel, or carrying a rosary around in your pockets. Those things only work if by reminding us of God, they cause us to draw closer to him. Indeed, it would be seriously sinful to treat them as an African greenery or a sort of magic charm that you work without human effort. Dear friends, even the sacraments which we cause the graces which we have, depend to some degree of the intentions of those receiving them. For example, there is clearly a difference between one person receiving Holy Communion automatically without any consideration of practices and another person receiving it of love for Jesus Christ, which it demands. Likewise, the parent between an independent conviction and one thing we sorrow for sin. It is the sin of presumption to assume that God will provide for those unwilling to do for themselves. But the first one of these things should be understood in a negative light. God never gives us more than we can bear. He never takes our eternal well-being out of indeed, there is the divine providence. Ever so, please make your way, my friends, are relatively rare. Keep those doors behind your miracles in a virtually continuous fashion, giving us the building blocks out of which we can build how life here on earth from this great glory, and out of which we can build how salvation for our heavenly Lord happiness. Let us not be discouraged. God will have the last word. We can be tempted to say to Jesus, save us, because we are perishing. We have the risk, we can have this presence of beloved everywhere.
Give us victory and power.